We're back. It's Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The higher education assumption in this country is that everybody should go to college. The reality is, though, that not everybody wants to. And in fact, about a third of all high school seniors don't. But those kids do need skills to get good jobs, skills that a lot of experts say traditional academic high schools just aren't delivering. Vocational high schools are increasingly being seen as one solution, and not just for kids who don't plan to go to college, but for kids who might otherwise have dropped out of high school altogether. We told you yesterday on the program how vocational high schools are broadening their roles beyond just teaching trades like welding and plumbing. Today, in part two of her report, Emily Hanford takes us back to Minuteman High School outside of Boston, Mass.
Liz King grew up in a wealthy Boston suburb where pretty much everyone goes to college. But she's known since middle school that's not what she wanted.
I'm not a book person. You know you are, you're not.
There was something she really liked, though.
I always enjoyed, like, fiddling with people's hair. One of my best friends in middle school, her mom owned her own salon, so we'd go hang out at her salon.
King wanted to open her own salon someday. But she had 4 years of high school to get through first, and she was dreading it. Then, near the end of eighth grade, she met a rep from Minuteman High, a nearby vocational school. She learned she could go to Minuteman and study cosmetology.
I wasn't having any of that.
That's King's mom, Jeanette Chapman. Years earlier, her son had asked to go to Minuteman to study plumbing. She said no to him, too.
I just had the impression that he would miss out on something, a profession, where you could make more money. I think it was all to do with making more money.
She wanted her kids to go to college. Polls show this is what most American parents want. But a lot of young adults don't make it through college.
The reality is that by the time they get to the late 20s, only 30% of young people have actually gotten a four-year degree.
Bill Simons is director of the Global Pathways Institute, an organization that advocates for career education.
So you've got a paradigm that's embraced by almost everybody, but only 30% are getting there.
Simon says high schools focus too much on getting everyone to college. But there's value in a good hands-on technical education. Employers agree. In a 2011 survey, three-quarters of executives at U.S. manufacturing companies said a shortage of skilled workers was having a significant impact on their company's ability to expand. David Cox is a general manager at the Toyota plant in Georgetown, Kentucky.
There's a basic mindset problem still in high school that you're either college-bound or you're going to work at McDonald's.
At Minuteman, students spend half their time in academic classes and half in a vocational major. They can choose high-tech fields like robotics and computer programming. They can also learn traditional trades like plumbing and carpentry. This is Steve Hurley, a student in the electrical wiring program, learning how to install a light switch. He says he chose Minuteman because
I just didn't want to get out of high school and not know what I was going to do with my life and stay working at a grocery store.
Hurley just graduated with a certificate that helped him get started as an electrician's apprentice. If he becomes a certified electrician, he can expect to make about $40,000 a year to start. That's higher than the median wage for all workers in the United States. And a college degree isn't necessary.
College isn't for everyone.
Michelle Roach is director of career and technical education at Minuteman. She says lots of kids who might otherwise drop out of high school end up thriving in vocational school.
Students who have not felt success when they're in a traditional academic school where they've got to sit, the teacher's talking at them, they'll come here and they're standing on their feet, they're working with their hands, they make something work, they figure out a problem, and success breeds success.
Graduation rates at regional vocational high schools in Massachusetts are actually higher than at traditional high schools.
Come on down.
Okay. This is Liz King again. She's 28 now, and she recently opened her own salon. One of her regular clients has just come in.
All right, let's talk.
So I need color?
Yes.
To convince her mom to let her go to Minuteman all those years ago, King made a promise. She'd take all the college prep classes in case she changed her mind about being a hairdresser. But she says she made the right choice.
If I went to college, I would waste a crap load of money. I knew I wasn't good at studying. I was a procrastinator. And if someone was like, hey, Liz, let's go party. Hey, Liz, let's go not study. Hey, Liz, I would have been like, okay.
King says some people may look down on her because she doesn't have a college degree, but she doesn't care. She's married, has a baby.
We're good. We're comfortable. We're paying our bills.
And she's doing what she loves. Ed Boquillan, superintendent of the school district where Minuteman is located, says high schools need to do more to help students figure this out. When parents are trying to decide whether to send their kids to Minuteman, here's what Boquillan tells them.
We're a school that's going to help your kid answer two very simple questions. What do I do well, and what do I love to do? And we'll connect the answers to occupations or college majors.
Boquillan says when he asks parents if they know the answers to those two questions, some say, yeah, and some say, boy, I wish someone had asked me that in high school. I'm Emily Hanford for Marketplace.
Emily's story is part of an hour-long documentary on vocational education produced by American Radio Works. You can hear the whole thing through a link on our website. It's marketplace.org.